Welcome back to another episode of Fantasy End Zone. I'm your host, Jake. Today we're going to recap Thursday Night Football. I'll give you the injury reports right now going on, and I will give you my start and sits of the week. Sorry this is coming out a day late. Some of you know that I had an ankle surgery. This is the first week I actually been back to work, trying to fluctuate with, you know, work time, everyday life, raising a almost 5 month old now, and trying to get this podcast. I'm always going to have the episode on Tuesday. The start sit one is either going to be early Friday morning or early Saturday morning. Regardless, it's going to be out before Sundays. And with that, let's get into Thursday night recap. Thursday night was Minnesota Vikings taking on LA Rams. The Rams won this one 30-20. Sam Darnold had 240 yards passing, two touchdowns. He had only 6 yards on the ground. Aaron Jones, on the other hand, added 58 yards with two catches and 37 yards. But the big one is Justin Jefferson lighting up the receiving board. 8 catches, 115 yards. Jordan Addison added 2 catches, 22 yards. I'm guessing next week TJ Hockenson's going to be playing for this team, so he could be easily a fill-in for tight ends or even a must-start next week. On the other side, Matthew Stafford, 279 yards, 4 touchdowns, 1 interception. He had a great night passing. Kyren Williams, he added 97 yards rushing, but with his rushing, he added 5 catches, 19 yards for 1 touchdown receiving. Huge day for PPR leagues for Kyren. Almost, if you guys have, you know, the 100-yard bonus in a couple of my leagues, I know we do. I lucked out because I'm facing Kyren in about 6 leagues. Thank God he did not get that 100 yards rushing. With receiving, though, Puka Nacua is back, baby. 7 catches, 106 yards. He had, I think, that in the first 3 quarters. I don't think he actually had a single reception in the 4th quarter. With him being back and his partner in crime, Cooper Kupp, 5 catches, 51 yards, 1 touchdown. They're both back in action. Meaning if you look at other receivers, like even tight end Kobe Parkinson, 2 catches, 17 yards. He is now the backseat driver. But DeMarcus Robinson, 2 catches, 35 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Huge day receiving-wise for touchdown aspect, but, I mean, he's now the third receiver on this team behind Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp going forward. I know there's a lot of reports of Cooper Kupp possibly getting traded for a second-round pick. I don't see that happening, especially with how well the Rams played with both of them in, and how well Matthew Stafford played against this defense. I liked how what they brought to the table. And also, the NFC West is very tight. Seattle Seahawks is actually winning it 4-3. Arizona, Rams, and 49ers are all 3-4. So it's a very tight, close division. So I expect Cooper Kupp staying with the team. I know he's got kind of a team-friendly deal in this aspect of having almost $20 million a year, but that's kind of cheap nowadays, if you ask me, for elite receivers. On the other end, the injury report list just keeps getting longer and longer. Will Levis most likely probably won't play this week just because I'm guessing they're going to let Mason Rudolph start this game. Kelvin Ridley did not practice. Tajay Spears did not practice. Dallas Goedert, I'm positive that he is out this week. Jaden Reed is limited. Christian Watson's limited. Those both should be a good to go. Gabe Davis limited with Travis Etienne limited. He is going to be a game time decision against the Green Bay Packers. Evan Ingram did have a full participation, so I expect him to be playing this week. Bijan Robinson was limited. I'm expecting him to play. Mike Evans did not practice, but he's going to be out for 2 to 4 weeks at least with his hamstring, so that shouldn't really matter. He should just be labeled out already. Bucky Irving did not practice, but Todd Bowles came out and said that he will be a game time decision, but he should be suiting up barring any setbacks. The day before, though, he was ruled doubtful. Now he's labeled as should be good to go. Tyreek Hill, he was limited. Same with Jalen Waddle. So both receivers, they get their guy back. Tua is cleared concussion protocol, had full participation. Expect him to start this week. That means play your Miami Dolphins players. Jonathan Taylor, full participation, so he looks like he's going to be playing this week after missing a couple games with his ankle injury. Zay Flowers did not practice. That's still questionable of what's going on there. Keaton Mitchell, limited. From report I've seen, he should be playing this week or get activated from the PUP list. Jerome Ford did not practice. I don't expect him to play. Aaron Rodgers, he had limited practice. I expect him fully to play. Jalen Polk, I don't believe he's going to be playing with a concussion. Once again, I've said him on pretty much every concussion player. They always miss the next week. Dalton Kincaid and Dawson Knox, both limited. I expect both of them to be playing. DK Metcalf did not practice. He is ruled doubtful currently for the Seahawks. Ken Walker was limited. I expect him to play. Derek Carr is doubtful, more of not playing in my books. Taysom Hill did have a full participation practice this week. I'm guessing he's going to be suiting up finally. Juwan Johnson is limited. Alvin Kamara is limited, but I expect him to fully play as well for the Saints. Chris Olave had full participation. He is good to go now that he missed his 1 week after a concussion. Cedric Wilson Jr. for Saints is out this week. So if you picked him up on free agents, he's not playing this week. Ladd McConkey did not practice. It's a toss-up if he's going to be playing this week. Jaden Daniels and Zach Ertz did not practice. It's a toss-up there as well for Jaden Daniels with his rib injury. I expect him probably not to play this week, but I would just pay attention on Sunday mornings. Juju Smith-Schuster is out. Jacoby Myers, I'm guessing he's going to be out. He did not practice this week. Jonathan Brooks, limited. He was I think he's going to be activated this week. Andy Dalton did not practice. He did get in a car accident earlier this week. They already mentioned that Bryce Young is a starter. Bench all your Panthers, except for maybe Chuba Hubbard or Jonathan Brooks if you're really in a pinch, but I would not start Jonathan Brooks your first week back. Chuba Hubbard is probably my start. Deontay Johnson did not practice. Jatavion Sanders limited for the Panthers. For the 49ers, Juwan Jennings most likely is out this week. He has not practiced. George Kittle is limited. Jordan Mason is limited, but expected to give it a go. Deebo Samuel is limited with being released from the hospital with pneumonia. I expect him to be a game time decision. Just, you know, it all depends on his breathing habits and how he performs during pregame. And my last two for the Steelers, Cordell Patterson was limited and Roman Wilson is not probably playing this week. That is your injury report. Next, I am going to give you my start sits of the week. Again, I'm going to give you my two starts and a sneaky start and then two sits for each position. Moving with quarterback position, my starts of the week is Caleb Williams versus Washington. Washington has been relatively good this last few weeks against the quarterback position, but early on in the season, they struggled a lot against quarterbacks. And Caleb Williams has just been hot going into the bye week last week for his team. I think he stays very hot against the Commanders, especially if Jaden Daniels is not playing. That Commanders offense is not probably going to be on the field as much as what they normally would be. I don't think Marcus Mariota will have as good of a game as he did last week, especially against this Bears defense. So I expect Caleb Williams and the Bears to have the ball a lot this week. Call me crazy. The next guy, he's already got told he's going to be the starting quarterback, Jameis Winston, against the Ravens. Yes, call me crazy, but I'm going to have him as my starter of the week this week. Ravens giving up on the road to opposing quarterbacks, over 360 yards passing and almost three touchdowns in every single road game they've had this year. And I think Winston gets a bunch of fantasy points this week. I think he throws for 300 at least with two touchdowns. I really love the matchup for Jameis Winston to get his first start for the Cleveland Browns. I am starting him in a couple of my leagues personally as well. Sneaky pick, Bo Nix versus Panthers. Panthers suck. It's just plain and simple. Panthers suck. Bo Nix has been great as of late, controlling the flow of the game, also adding rushing yards to his fantasy numbers. I believe last week he had 61 yards rushing. I think the Broncos shut down Bryce Young and give the ball to Bo Nix and this offense a lot. And also, this Broncos defense is going to kill Panthers. I just don't like any of that Panthers offensive players. But he is my sneaky start of the week. I'm guessing he's going to get about 16 to 23 points for fantasy. If you're needing a streamer this week, why not go out and get Bo Nix? My sits of the week, Patrick Mahomes against the Raiders. I know, it's the Raiders. I know. I think Kareem Hunt, though, runs wild against them. I have to say, you know, stay true to what I said last week and a couple weeks before that. Patrick Mahomes has been a major disappointment, and he has not had a top 10 finish since last week, or since last year, week 12. And to me, if you're not going to finish, you know, I think he only has one quarterback 12 finish in that period. And he has not looked great this year. I think he's got six passing touchdowns and eight interceptions, where most of those passing touchdowns were to Rashee Rice. I don't understand what's going on with him. But I think more this week, it's all about Kareem Hunt. He's going to get the touches. He's going to get the points for this team. I got to sit Patrick Mahomes again until he proves me otherwise. He will be a sit of the week until he's actually puts together a good game for me to say, okay, he did well, and admit to it. Drake May is my other sit of the week against the Jets. I love Drake May in general. I love what he's done the last couple weeks in his first couple starts of the his career. Just this week, I don't think is a good week against a decent Jets secondary. I think Sauce Gardner picks him off at least once this week, as long as he's playing. I just don't like the matchup for Drake May this week against the Jets. I think it can be a low-scoring game with both defenses relatively decent, not showing much fantasy points for the quarterback position for Drake May. Moving on to running back starts of the week, I'm going to say Jordan Mason against the Cowboys. 49er wide receivers are banged up, so why not help them out by recovering and giving the ball to Mason and let him beat up this Cowboy defense? The Cowboys have struggled surprisingly this year so far, and especially against the run. Kamara tore him up for a big game. A couple other teams have really dominated this Cowboys defense, and I don't think it's going to be any difference. And, you know, like I said, the quarter or the wide receivers for 49ers is really banged up. So I expect Jordan Mason to get a bulk load of the work this week and just pound town Cowboys. He is a start for me. Brian Robinson Jr. against the Bears. I like this matchup for Brian Robinson. He should find the end zone and find success on the ground, especially if Jaden Daniels is not able to go. I think they lean on Robinson to help out on this offense, and I expect him to get 3 to 5 catches as well coming out of the backfield. He's a start for me against this Bears defense. I know it's good defense, but they have been vulnerable against the runs this year. Sneaky start of the week, Rashee Rice versus the Falcons. With Bucky Irvin questionable, and it sounds like he's going to be playing now, I don't think he's going to get as many touches as he has been. And the Bucs struggling with, you know, their top two wide receivers out, and Mike Evans is going to be missing a few weeks, and Chris Godwin's done for the season. Look for White to get the bulk load of the carries, but also getting a lot of little dink and dunks out of the backfield. I really like what he did last week, and if you watch that game, he tore up the defense last week in the Monday night game against the Ravens. I know it's a blowout, but garbage time matters in fantasy, and he produced two touchdowns last week. But I really like his usage this week, and he's got to be a start for me. Sits of the week, Tony Pollard versus Lions. I don't like this matchup for Pollard. Lions have been one of the most dominating defenses versus run. I expect the same this week for them. Pollard, if he's going to get any success, it's going to be catching the ball out of the backfield. But I see the Lions shutting Pollard down and making him throw to the receivers, which I don't know if it's going to be Will Levis or if it's going to be Mason Rudolph, but I don't like any of the players on Titans this week. And they just got rid of DeAndre Hopkins, so it's going to be Calvin Ridley, but he's questionable for his game as well. So I don't like this matchup this week for Tony Pollard. My other sit of the week is Chase Brown versus the Eagles. Eagles have been productive versus the run this year. I think Bengals are going to find it better throwing the ball in this game rather than running the ball. I see T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase being very busy and productive this weekend in this game. So I expect Chase Brown and the running backs for them to kind of get left behind just because of this game script. I'm going to say Joe Burrow has 300 plus yards passing against this Eagles team, and that's where they're going to find their success. Starts of the week, I'm going to say fire them up. Fire them up. Jalen Waddle, fire him up. He's got his quarterback back. He's going to put on a show. It's a great matchup for Waddle against Arizona Cardinals. Cardinals have been middle of the pack this year against pass catchers, but I expect Tua to just be productive and, you know, help out these receivers for fantasy aspect. Please, Lord. I got Waddle in about four or five of my leagues, and he's killed me because Tua has been hurt, unfortunately. Also, Tyreek Hill, he did injure his foot, I do believe, so it's questionable what he's going to be, if he's going to be on a snap count, limited, or if he's going to be good to go. But either one, if Tyreek Hill is playing, I'm starting either one, but I love Jalen Waddle this week. Next is Amari Cooper versus Seattle. In his limited snaps, his first game as a Bill, he had almost 40% of the targets while playing. I expect him to get familiar with the playbook, and Allen will have a new best friend and favorite target in Amari Cooper. I expect him to have a huge game, be productive. And it's great for both of the worlds, you know, like Josh Allen gets a good receiver and Amari Cooper gets a goddamn quarterback that can throw him the ball, because Deshaun Watson before his Achilles injury sucks. He's a shit quarterback, and I love Josh Allen with Amari Cooper now. He's got to be a start for me. Sneaky start this week. Tank Dell versus the Colts. I think it's a get-right game for CJ and the Texans, as they were horrible last week. Didn't even have over 100 yards passing against the Packers. And Dell literally did nothing besides return punts. And it's just not worth mentioning in general. But I think this week is a bounce-back week. It's a must-week for the Texans and Tank Dell. I look for him and the Texans to get right this week. I expect him to get 75 and a touchdown. I think he's going to have a really good day. I would not be surprised if it's 100 plus and a touchdown. He is a start for me. Sits of the week. Obviously, the number one has to be Diontae Johnson if he's playing, or any of the Panthers receivers in general. They're facing the Broncos. Bryce Young is starting again, and he's a terrible quarterback. We've witnessed this for a year and a half. It's just terrible watching him play. Also, Patrick Surtain is back from his concussion. He is the best corner in the league. He's going to shut down Diontae Johnson if he does play. And I think Surtain's going to pick off Bryce Young. I just don't like this matchup whatsoever. Diontae Johnson is going to be a dud this week. Next is Garrett Wilson versus the Patriots. I think Rodgers lost a little trust last week with the two balls thrown to him and hitting Wilson in the face mask or the hands, and resulted both in interceptions. I think Rodgers focuses on getting his boy Davante Adams the ball. Also, to top it off, these two teams met earlier this year, and Christian Gonzalez shut down Wilson mostly, making him the wide receiver 29 on the week during their first matchup, I think week 3. I look for the same kind of number producing, and I think Davante Adams, if anyone is going to have a good game, it's going to be Davante Adams. Just because I think Rodgers lost some of the trust with Garrett Wilson last week. So I am not starting Garrett Wilson this week. My starts of the week for tight end, David Njoku versus the Ravens. Like I said earlier, Jameis Winston is going to be airing the ball out, and this Ravens defense is vulnerable against the pass. The one who benefited the most with Jameis Winston coming and being the quarterback, everyone thought it would be Cedric Tillman, but no, it's going to be David Njoku. He had 14 targets last week, and when Winston came in with the last 5 minutes of the game, he caught a touchdown from Winston. He is a must-start going forward with Jameis Winston. Next is Cade Otton versus the Falcons. Like I mentioned earlier as well, the top two wide receivers for Buccaneers are out. So I think this week is all about the Cade Otton show. And he helps White as well. He'll get the good production out of the backfield, you know, the short intermediate routes. And Cade Otton's also going to help coming underneath. He's going to be produce great fantasy numbers, I see. He is a must start this week. Sneaky start of the week, Jonnu Smith against the Arizona Cardinals. He's been productive with the backup quarterbacks. I think he continues this week too. The Cardinals just last week faced Seattle Seahawks and gave up 8 catches for 81 yards to Will Disley. Disley is not that great of a quarterback, but I love what Jonnu Smith has done with the backups from Miami. And I think they're just going to pass the shit out of the ball this week with Tua and just show why they are a great offense with Tua behind at center. Sits of the week. Sam Laporta has been killing me, so I'm going to say Sam Laporta versus the Titans. I have no shares of Sam Laporta, but just everyone bitching about how much of a major disappointment he has been. Even with Jameson Williams missing the next 2 games, I don't like this matchup against the Titans. The most receiving yards they allowed to a single tight end was 52, which was last week versus the Bills. Besides that, they're averaging only 20, not even 20 yards per game to a tight end position. I think that continues with this one. I don't like the matchup for Sam Laporta, and he's been a major disappointment so far this year. He's a sit for me. Next is Dalton Schultz versus the Colts. One of the bright spots on this Colts defense is how well they defend tight ends this year. I don't like Schultz this week, even though I like the Texans in this game. And overall this week, I don't like Dalton Schultz. He hasn't done much to impress me even all year, and he doesn't continue in this week. Those are my start sits of the week. You could also find these graphics on Instagram at Fantasy Endzone. Also, it's on Facebook, so be sure to like, follow, and subscribe those channels, the social media. It helps me, helps the numbers and the ratings for me. This is another episode of Fantasy Endzone hosted by myself, Jake. You can find me on Twitter, or X, you call it now, at LouisLewis5. That's LEWY. Lewis, LEWIS, the number 5. You can find my work there. Also, I've been doing some other work for Player Profiler, so go ahead and go check out their social media and, you know, follow them as well. If you have any other questions, feel free to reach out. I've never received a single email from anyone but asking questions or fantasy questions. You could do that at fantasyendzonepodcast@gmail.com. And I look forward to answering hopefully one sometime soon. But again, share with your family, friends, this podcast. It means the world to me. And I'll talk to you guys later. Good luck this week in your fantasy matchups, and I'll see you guys on Tuesday. Peace.